This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how our testimony doesn't really start until we're told no. So recently, I was talking about how our closed doors seem to precede our open doors, and I was sharing the story about this newly published author who was told no 13 times before she signed her publishing deal. And I'm still thinking about this because we know that the story ends with a yes, but yes is not her testimony. Her testimony is all the time she was told no and what inspired her to persevere through 13 no's before she received one yes. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Moses going before Pharaoh to release the Israelites from slavery. Moses' situation was even more difficult because on several occasions, he would make the case to Pharaoh and Pharaoh would respond with a yes. But his heart would become hardened and Pharaoh's yes would ultimately turn to a no. And that's the worst scenario, to be told yes, to get your hopes up, only to be eventually told no. This happened to Moses 10 times. Here's the key. He trusted God at every no. And that's how he ultimately got to the yes. And so today, let us stay the course for a beautiful testimony by clinging to these words. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that the no's you hear are only giving you a greater testimony.